The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And we're closing up on March with what a bang, huh, Retha? I mean, we had so much going into the event with the Eric's birthday supporting the American Cancer Society, and you were part of that, and wow. There was no question that it was a success.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, why don't we just go straight into Hot Topics, because that's my hot topic.
Well, that sounds good, Reed. Let's do that.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
I had the honor and privilege of being the hostess for the stage, and it was genuinely a thrill, and I was excited because I got to just introduce so many wonderful people. Carmelita Pittman, our own Carmelita's Corner, was singing the national anthem, and I mean, she really hit it off the park with that one. Her voice has never been better. That was great. Pepper J was there. Pepper J was our first speaker. I always loved Pepper. We were talking about how we went to the same junior high school, and she was great. Evan Disney was there. He's one of my favorite magicians. I think he had a live snake on the stage. I wasn't getting close enough to make sure, but it looked like it was wiggling to me. And he made that appear. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Safe Solutions Now was there. The rig was there. I got to get the tour for myself. Raquel Sanchez was there. Michaeline Gale, Hilda March was there. She did a wonderful talk. The Soul Train dancers brought down the house. I got to dance with Soul Train dancers. Dave Van Hoof was there. He gave a great talk. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. There were giveaways. The place was packed. The red carpet was fantastic. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening into the night. Everyone had a good time. The VIP section had great food. The gym, I understand that you arranged that. It was just a what if you weren't there, you missed it. You really did. Sometimes people will say, oh, you should have been there. No, you really should have been there. The next event you guys really, really should not miss. And it all benefited the American Cancer Society. There was a presentation of the check from the Rose Breast Cancer Foundation from Carmelita. There were people that were just giving in to the American Cancer Society. It was really just an unbelievable event. Lori Bode was there. She's the director for the American Cancer Society San Diego. She was there. She had a guest who just talked about where the money goes and what the American Cancer Society is doing. And on top of everything else, it was Eric Zulli's birthday. We got to sing happy birthday to him and celebrate his birthday. It was great, Jim. You were there.
Kate was there, and we saw Kate on stage.
Kate Linder got the Eric Zulli Award, and she was there. She's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she came out and was presented. It was great.
It was an amazing evening, and it's Hot Topic time for your news. And
what's
Reith,
the news?
There's so much news, but you know, I just want to continue, and I'll give you a little bit of news here. U.S. pushes China on cars and finance and tariff talks. President Trump is trying to, he's trying to the imbalance of trade deficit. It's a big trade deficit. And he's urging China to lower the tariffs on cars and open the market to the U.S. Jimmy Carter attends the signing of his new book, Faith, A Journey for All. And Orlando nightclub shooter for the, he was, you know, the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter was, this is amazing. He was a secret FBI informant. Too bad he didn't have the information on what would happen at the shooting. But the FBI, there's an investigation looking into whether authorities have missed some of the signs leading up to the shooting. 18 people, Russians, have been expelled. Well, no, they said 100 because of the 60 officers because of the attack in Britain. I mean, people are coming down in Russia for that. Major gun maker Remington, everybody knows Remington, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Delaware court on Sunday to kind of ease their debt problems. They had $500 million to $1 billion in assets and $500 million and $1 billion in liabilities. So they kind of broke even there, I guess. Republican Ryan Costello will not seek re-election. And rock legend, see who you remember, if you remember this guy, Alice Cooper, says Jesus delivered him from booze and an early death. In sports, Kansas takes down Duke in overtime. Now they're heading to the Final Four. College basketball coaches schedule games via Twitter now. So there's the new tech. And Villanova holds off Texas Tech, advances to the Final Four. A lot of people wondering what's going on there. And Dusty Baker and who was it? T.J. Graham. Oh, I probably got that one wrong. Now, what do we got here? Well, there's so much, Reed. I can go on and on. There's so much sports stuff I want to relate to. In tennis, Roger Federer reveals he's going to be retiring after his Miami loss. And he's been in the game for so long. Okay, the games will play at the French Open, and tennis makes esports debut. We have college students. I'm going to put a little pause. It's been here. The college students rush into a burning building to save a 90-year-old man. And a police officer, a deputy, did a little deed of kindness and leads a homeless man, 67 years old, to finally reunite with his family. And music as medicine, potential cure for PTSD in the military through music. Pretty cool. And a gas station clerk, I'll wrap this up, finds a lost $1 million ticket on the floor. He thought they were just tickets they were sweeping up, but it was a good ticket and it wasn't signed yet. So anybody who signed it could claim it, and he turned it in. And that's a sign of honesty. But, Reith, I'll tell you, and just following up with that, the Inspired Images studio people were there, Safe was there, and we'll go over this at the end of the show. There's so much at the Business Expo Center, Eric Zilly Birthday, supporting the American Cancer Society. It was a total home run, and everybody loved what was going on there. They were coming up to me and just sharing, like, this is such a great event, and it's such a pleasure to have met the Easy Way team and Eric. And they were just happy. And another thing I want to throw in here was it was a big room with a lot of people and a lot of tables, a lot of stuff. And by the end of the night, a group of at least 15 volunteers help clean everything up. And a lot of people just leave the venue and go home. They not only clean everything up, they stacked the chairs, folded up the tables, put everything. The place was spotless when we left. I don't know, Ruth, you didn't see that part, but it was really interesting.
I was back in L.A. by that time, but it was an absolutely great event. And that takes us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's the way we do it. We do it the easy way, which I always say doesn't come easy. It was a lot of work that Eric put into this. But we have a special guest that we've had on before, and this lady is an amazing lady with a lifetime of research and what she's done and what she's about to do to improve the educational system is beyond amazing, and that's just part of it. Her name is Janelle Garner with her company Safe. And Janelle, are you on with us?
We are.
There you are, Janelle, and I don't know.
I was going to say, they're a whole group.
This is Aretha. You remember Aretha? I think.
Oh, I do, Aretha. How are you doing?
I'm great.
And
yep, I said, you've got a whole team of people with you. I got ready to introduce you on the stage. And then there's three of you there.
Yeah, we decided the whole team needed to come in and see how it all works, and they really enjoyed it. They really loved it a lot. So well, I've got Greg here and Ben and Tony, and we're all sitting out in the tour bus.
Okay, hi, guys. Thanks for coming on. You know what? There was definitely excitement in the air. We talk about, you know, you're in a room and somebody comes in, or you go to this place or that place, different. And there's different, I don't know what you call it, auras or electricity. And boy, there was definitely a positive aura of excitement there. And, you know, I mean, the connecting and everything. So, Janelle, you and your team also brought some interesting situations down there. With the tour bus was there. And you were telling me that some of the people wanted to get on the tour bus, and tell me some of the people who you had on it looking around.
Well, we had Mishi Hope, I think his last name is. He's been on Westworld and Zombies and a whole bunch of different movies. He was really great. We're going to view some of that. We recorded it. He's got he was in here singing us a new song when he heard about what we were doing with Safe, and he said the rebirth of American Dream, he's created this amazing song. So he was in here. We had the NFL pro guy in here. Everybody was wanting to get on the bus. We had
everybody.
Denise from Mind Launch Global. Everybody's like, hey, let's go drive this around. This is great. Aretha was on.
And Carmelita came in, so that was nice.
The rig is really great. I mean, it's really wonderful.
They not only wanted to get on, they wanted to go on a trip.
Well, I'm sure we can arrange that here in the future. We need all the help we can get when we do some of those. Okay, so we're going to hold you to that, Aretha.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, I'll tell you, Risa, did you sit on that one chair, in the second chair? It's kind of a cushiony, boy, I'll tell you, you sink about 4 inches in that chair. It's so comfortable.
Oh, I sat on the couch and I was ready to take a nap. I didn't want to go home.
I don't know, as far as Greg goes, he's the president of SAFE. Is that it, Greg? You're the president?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Greg has a tough decision to make here, Aretha, because there is a couple chairs in the bus that are so comfortable. Give him a challenge. Which is more comfortable, the chair in the bus or the chair in the living room?
Oh, without a doubt, the one in the living room. There is no comparison.
Yeah, he wants to put that in the tour bus.
Yeah, I want that to be in the bus. But, you know, if that goes in the bus, I'll never come out of the bus.
And, you know, so, that's a true medic chair. That's a true medic chair, and it's a truly a way to relax, and it becomes your friend after a while. You look at it and think, got to sit down. The only problem is it's not really good for conversation, because if you have a few people, the one sitting in a chair falls asleep, and, you know, but.
Yeah, and he's snoring or something like that.
Yeah, and, we I think you guys, I pulled in a couple of paid memberships on the situation at the event. You got a couple of people interested in SAFE, and did some networking.
Yeah, we did. I'll tell you, that event was amazing. It was crazy because we had people coming up to us and say, we've been waiting to get that, you know, here's a business card. And people are like, oh, man, I've been waiting to get that all night long. You know, so the response was phenomenal, and the ship that we had in there, you know, the model of our ship, which, you know,
is
a new health and wellness facility, that was a huge hit there, and people were wanting, they were taking pictures of themselves in front of it, the press was going crazy, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, we met some amazing people there, and the energy there was just unreal, and everybody seem to be on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
You know,
I wanted to raise the layers, which people don't realize. There's layers. You can pick up the top section of the ship, and underneath you have, you know, offices and bowling alleys, golf places. It's just amazing. But it was too crowded. There's too many people. We just couldn't even get next to it. Like you say, they wanted pictures, you know.
Yeah, but when we were tearing down yesterday, you know, at the event when we were cleaning up and we started pulling the ship apart, and all of a sudden all these people come over with cameras and everything else. Oh, my gosh, that comes apart. They were taking pictures of the different sections. It was rather funny.
No, it is. And like you were saying, that's just the model. There is going to be a real, 300-foot, built, right?
Right. We have some property that we're purchasing right now, and it is 10 acres. It's got 4 buildings on it. It used to be a telemarketing call center, and in the middle, there's 2 buildings on one side, 2 buildings on the other, and in the middle, the pirate ship or the health and wellness facility goes there. It's actually going to have 2 spaceships on one side, 2 spaceships on the other, and it looks like the ship crashed into the spaceship area.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So,
oh, my.
tell the audience what SAFE is, and it's Solution Advocates for Everyone. Give them an idea, just, you know, a brief of some of the important categories, what they have to look forward to.
Well, SAFE is a membership community, and you pay $60 a month to come into SAFE. And because you're a member of SAFE, you get all sorts of perks and benefits inside SAFE. We have a free medical benefit program inside SAFE, which is phenomenal. It's got doctor visits. It's got hospitalization, dental, vision, all sorts of things. And what else?
Oh, and there's some things coming in with it too. We've got like a AAA, We've got
Security.
Security, like LifeLock.
Yeah, identity security.
Identity security. And that's just the beginning. And see, that's the nice thing about it is it's helping people right off the bat to help them with their needs that they need right now. And it gets it to them for a price they couldn't even think about buying it.
Right, and they generate, what they do is they'll generate a community of 1,000 people that they're going to want to help bring into safe.
Right.
And as they do that, it generates an income for them.
Yes.
And so they, by the time they put their community together of 1,000 people, they're generating $6,500 a month. Their membership's free. And that's a sustainable income. But that's just one way.
Right.
Okay, we've got
so
a
much.
Marketing opportunity place in there where there's tons of affiliate marketing and all sorts of different programs where when you're trying to, and we have a business arena in there. We got Easy Way that does all the social media and business and all sorts of things that we are bringing in through Easy Way. So
that's amazing.
So
all right, guys. I want to continue on, and we have a report coming up with Rita, and then I want to bring you guys back. So hold on.
Okay.
So let's go into our commercial or into Rita's report. We want to continue on. This is exciting.
All right.
Okay.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And today's Tech Time is about Nextdoor.com. Nextdoor.com is a communities-based type website so that you can create private websites to facilitate communication among neighbors and build a stronger neighborhood. We all need stronger neighborhoods. That's how we're going to keep our neighborhood safe at this point. We have to look out for one another. So what can you do on Nextdoor? Nextdoor allows neighbors to create private websites for their neighborhoods. So you can find out what's going on in your neighborhood. It does everything from connecting you up with neighbors that are trying to sell stuff, neighbors that are trying to buy stuff. If you lose your dog, your cat, your kid, you can put out an alert in your neighborhood for people to keep an eye out. Restaurants, events, they have different categories, including one for senior events, that you can check out what's going on in your neighborhood. And the website is free. So a lot of times we live in these communities, but we don't know anybody. It used to be when I was growing up, everybody knew who everybody's kid was, and you didn't do anything wrong because somebody would see you and it would get back to your parents. This is kind of going back to that old-fashioned way of neighborhooding. So, again, check it out. Again, use good common sense. It may be monitored, but they can't keep their eyes on everybody in your neighborhood. So don't go buy, you know, the cabinet from the creepy guy in the house at the end of the street if you don't feel safe. Take somebody with you. At the Starbucks or whatever. But generally speaking, it's a way to be in your own block, your own neighborhood. That's neighborhood or nextdoor.com. Okay, and let's go to Jim's.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
So my question for Rita is, who is that creepy guy that lives down the street from you? Anyway.
Well, actually, yeah. I spoke to him the other day. And he's not as creepy as I thought he was.
Yeah, once you get to know these creepy people, right? Some of them are okay. But anyway, guys, you know, I want to bring, because there's so much going on with SAFE. And there's, you know, it just, and like Greg said, it's just like a doorway to so many benefits, and it just keeps expanding, and it's like you become part of this network, and you know, it's like everything in one that could help you. So I'm going to bring the group back on from safe, and I want to continue on and give them my time for my report, because there's just so much I want to cover. And I'm also I've been texting to Eric. I want him to jump on with us too, because you know, he was I know he was really exhausted by the event, but I'm going to see if I can get him to pop on with us. So Janelle, you back on with us, and Greg and everybody?
We are.
Okay,
yep,
guys.
We're here.
And I think we got some drum roll for Eric. He should be coming on with us. And
same music.
yeah. That was funny. I just want to continue on with us because and Janelle, you were saying
I am here.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
So I canceled my meetings. Hey, Janelle, Greg, safe team.
Hey.
Everybody.
Good morning.
Eric, everybody was saying what a home run it was. Janelle and Greg and the team, Tony and everybody. They had such a good time, and Aretha. And Aretha did, I think she may have done a little bit of her dancing.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Honestly, I think the highlight of the night was Aretha dancing with Soul Train. I was talking about that on the radio in my show for a long time, and it actually happened. We have, and the beauty of it, guys, is, we have like 12 terabytes of content of this event, so we're going to turn this into a movie. I don't know. We're going to do something pretty cool. But, no, and honestly, I want to say thank you to everybody, especially Safe. Safe came together. Not only are they clients and sponsors and partners, but they came together and really helped, you know, with the event itself. All the Easyway family came together. The event was a success because of how many people came together to make it a success.
And you know, like we were saying, Eric, I don't know if you caught the earlier part of the show, but the aura was there of excitement and just not just excitement, but fun and goodness. I don't know how to describe it, but people were coming up to me, I'll tell you, and the comments I was getting were being told by people that were really excited and so glad to be with this situation, you know, with the Easyway and meeting the people and everything that was going on. It was really cool. And
I have over 100 text messages of people asking, how can I do it the Easyway? I want to get involved. So it must have been a cool success. And Safe was the hit of the night.
When they showed up, showing up for an event is one thing. Showing up with, you got a table and you got some of your stuff. But when you have to, this isn't like a little model of a ship that sits on a table. This is like 3 foot long, and they brought this in, put it together, and all the other equipment they had, and their team helped with the cleanup. Yeah, it really helped. So
I also wanted to put out there Tanya Brown, Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, which has her book, and she's really helping a lot of women with domestic abuse and violence, and she's an amazing speaker. We are very blessed to have her on the stage. And Annie McKnight. People are forgetting about Annie McKnight, Comedy Central, and BET, and you know Annie McKnight, Aretha. Annie was there. She didn't really do a whole lot. But Annie was there, and that's a pretty big deal. And Annie's a good friend of mine, and for her to show up, and then at the same time, the veteran, that lady was there to represent the disabled veterans. And then Dave Van Hoos.
I wanted to say about Tanya Brown. She was so positive. She gave a great talk, and she was so positive. You would think that, she talked about, being healed and mental health, and you think, oh, this is going to be a downer. It was so positive, and I walked away thinking, wow, she was great.
Well, and let's not forget about Lester Spate. Okay, Lester Spate is a very big actor, producer, director, good friend of ours. We got a lot of good interviews, and I'm sure people saw him. And then Tracy Rupchuk was there too. Tracy Rupchuk is like one of the most powerful and respected marketers, and she makes businesses millions of dollars, but she's a woman and she plays on a man's stage. She speaks on all the men's stages and keeps up with the men, if not beats them, and her partner was there. There's, Shada Prince, who's a top level fundraiser. There was some really serious heavy hitters, and it was a packed room. That room was a 350 capacity, and I think it was 300 to 350 people. And so, thank you to Jeffrey with Advantage Video Systems. We had like $50,000 in production equipment shooting, and the whole thing
was
live on the network because of him.
That was amazing back there. the way they had it set up, and the kids were so happy. That one kid was, what was his name? You got to help me with names, Janelle. The little boy, about 11 years old.
Caden.
Yeah, he was running through there, and he's saying, "This is fun."
And that was the beauty. I mean, not only was it adults, but it was millennials. It was kids. It was little kids. I mean, I had a little kid come up to me. I think it was Sarah Coleman's son. And he walked over to me and he tugged my jacket and he was like, "Happy birthday. I'm having fun." I was like, "Yes."
Tell him who you brought down, Patty. Tell him about Patty and what
Patty Godfrey Sadler is one of our clients. And it was funny, too, because, you know, Allison Hildebrandt Larson was there with the Speakers Coalition and Voice America. And she had no clue that Patty was our client. You know, in fact, a lot of people didn't know a lot of things and they learned a lot of things at the event. And Patty's doing NLP coaching. And we just launched her app on behalf of EasyWay Apps. She had a booth there, and I mean, Patty just will not stop messaging me about how much fun she had and how many people she met. And, oh my God, she wants to get
so
more
cool.
And more involved. But, see, people are still calling me. Okay, guys, I'll be right back. I got to get this call.
Patty is such a cool person. Yeah, and she came down from she traveled pretty far too.
And she's up in Brigham City.
I'm just recouping. We're live on the radio right now, recapping the event. I have so many people contacting me. It's just a blessing. I gotta hire more help. Thank you.
Yeah, Eric, you do need a lot of help. We need to hire you a whole team.
you know it.
And he's got a team, and he needs even more.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I mean, everything is really exploding.
Oh, it is. And it was the speakers were the kind of speakers that you really listen to. I mean, the one lady that came, she came from far away and she has a business. When you look at the audience, they were really in tune to that. And then when the Soul Trainers got up there, boy, talking about I think a quarter of the audience at least want to get up and do the little walkthrough. And Janelle, I think you got up there, right?
Oh, yeah. I was
having
a blast. They called me up there. They said, "Come on up." So I did. I even told Shay to come on. And she goes, no, you go.
No, that was fun. And
so there was some great energy there. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know,
it was.
10 is great. That was probably 20.
Yeah. And Ben, our great millennial IT guy, he was having a blast, and he did a fantastic job helping with the PowerPoints and putting everything together for the speakers. And
Ben was there. You got a tech guy there, Ben. He got in there and helped with the computers. So many tech people were there, you know, that knew how to run these. And the PowerPoint presentation, but The little room they said, well, it was a pretty big room that we had in the back. You saw all the setup for interviews in that. And Dr. J, tell us a little bit about, one of the people you have on your group. I call her Dr. J. Just mention a little bit about, because she was in there doing an interview too.
Yeah, Dr. J is amazing. She's created the most amazing nutritional supplement on the planet, we believe.
Right.
And this woman, her family, they've got they got 139 patents on this and over 45 years of research and development on the chelated minerals. And these minerals are fantastic.
Right.
And her passion, her alone. Her father has now passed, and so has her brother. So we have really the last entity there.
You're the world leader.
Yeah, of nutritional supplements now, and she's on our team.
Yeah.
And a little bit about background. Her father went to the United Nations in the 70s, and they told him with the technology, what could do, it would end world hunger.
Yes.
There is nothing better on the planet. So just a little bit of
because of what the chelated minerals do.
Right.
Because the nutrition in our food, we really don't have nutrition in our food anymore because it's been deleted out of our soils and stuff. But the chelated minerals, as you spray it onto the foliage, starts adding those chelated minerals back into the foods. And so now we will have nutritional foods, real nutritional foods.
Yes.
Now, we had a couple other speakers up on stage, some great people, and when I say great people, I'm not just saying that. These are, like, good people, and that's what people were saying. And one gentleman came up, and he just said, you know, this place is just full of good people. And he said, and he's looking around when he's saying, he said, I love this. You know, and Jim and Lauren with Inspired Images Studio, I'm not just trying to do, you know, what you call the little shout-outs for them or something, but they were on stage speaking, and what they're doing is, I just think, you know, they have a beautiful home, you know, with the studio already there. Not, it's a separate building, just totally first class. And then they're taking the building that was the post office and totally renovating this thing down in Vista. And so that's going to be a connection to do the filming and studio work and all that kind of thing. And you have these kind of people all getting up there speaking, and it was so interesting, and I'll tell you, and then it just the networking just it was on fire. Who was it? Well, I don't know if this goes on or not. And I enjoyed just seeing Aretha trying to get up on that stage. That was fun. Back and forth. Her and Eric were talking. Is it your turn now? I'm pulling him up. But we had the presentation to Kate. And he got the award, and that went really well. And then we had Lauren up on stage with the presentation. And I'll tell you, it just, you know, the problem is, it's like when you go scuba diving. It's so much work putting all the equipment together and putting in the cars, a lot of stuff. And then you get there, and you can only go down for so long. And this event was a lot of time and energy, was everybody put in so much. But, you know, I don't know if you guys know that it just goes by so fast, you know. And here we are talking about it on Monday. And
Tony learned how to run a camera.
Yeah, but the response was so good, and that's what makes it worthwhile, you know.
Right,
and
exactly. You know, almost reminds me of a gym as an old barn raising where the community comes together and everybody just has a great time. Then they celebrate after, you know, with a nice, that's what the energy was. It was a good, positive, because people are coming together and willing to help each other, but yet have fun at the same time. And this is the way business should be.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Greg, I was so excited, you know, getting all the stuff together and, you know, meeting everybody down there, getting it all set up, that what I did was I got a rental van. And I took everything down there, came back, loaded everything up again, and I'm going, boy, this is it. Well, let's get going. And I jumped in that van and went down to start it, and there was no keys. I was so excited. I lost the keys. I had to unload the truck, put everything in cars, and head down there. But, you know, it all worked out. And, guys, I want to thank you for coming on. We got to move along. There's only so much time we have here. But, again and again, thank you over and over from all of us here at Easy Way. For you guys coming down and all the work you did and all the support and what we're going to be doing in the future. It was amazing. And I'm glad you guys came down and hoped you enjoyed yourself a little bit down there. But we're going to, Reith and I have to move along here, but we're going to continue on. And
it's going to say we got to move on to Carmelita.
Yeah, Carmelita. Yeah. We're anxious to get Carmelita on because she's sang for us on stage. So let's move on to Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you for hanging in there. Yeah, I told a lot of my church members to listen into the show. So, you know, we're going into another dimension here now. So I want to welcome two of our church parishioners from St. Paul's Catholic Church, Nestor and Movita Arasa. Are you there?
Yes, we are here.
Okay, you've been hanging on. Hanging on and hanging in. I am so happy to welcome you both on board. And, of course, those of you who were tuned in and were listening earlier, I'm sure you picked up on all of the pizzazz that was going on at the big event that just happened on Saturday evening, in which I was also a part of the big Easy Way Cares event that was held in Anaheim to celebrate not only Eric's birthday, but to also support a worthy cause, which is cancer prevention. And Eric's dad, Jim, is a survivor, and he's on our team. So this is really all very significant. And as Aretha mentioned, the Rose Breast Cancer Society made a considerable donation, a big check that was presented on stage, $500 check. So we're all in this together to make things better. We want to make this world a better place. And I want to say that the world would be a better place if we had more people like Nestor and Movita. I am so in awe of you. My husband and I, we've been married now 43 years, so we've got a few years to catch up with you. But I just want to let our listening audience know that the two of you have been married for 51 years. Hallelujah. Now that deserves a hand clap. So, Nestor?
Yes?
Movita, there's your hand clap. Did you hear it?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, can you tell us, first of all, where you're from? I want our listeners to know, I think it's very beautiful that you've come such a long ways to be part of America. Can you tell them where you're from and how long you've been here in the United States?
Anyway, we came from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And we are staying here almost 7 years. 7 years of stay here in California.
Well, you're natives now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, this is one of the things that when you have, we used to call it the American melting pot, which I believe I am. I represent all of my bloodlines. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that we've, I think, come to having American salad, because so many of the people that do come here from other countries do maintain their cultures, and they mix it all up like tossed salad, which is, I think, what makes this country so unique. And it's just like you know, going into a beautiful garden where you have so many different varieties of flowers and colors. It makes it exciting. I love it. When I go to Chinatown, or when I go to where they have the representations of all the different cultures, when we go to Olvera Street, it's like you just took a trip to Mexico, and on and on and on. We just have so many wonderful cultures that are represented here in America, and I think that's what makes life rich. And our church is so unique. I mean, St. Paul's Catholic Church, I have been a parishioner there for, I hate to say how many years, but many, many, many years, and I have watched the congregation change. I've watched, you know, the congregation turn into many beautiful varieties of people. At the time when I was the Parish Pastoral Council president, we had three distinctive groups. We had the English-speaking, Spanish-speaking, and the Korean-speaking group. And now we're starting to see more and more people come in from the Philippines. So I'm so happy to have you there. And I would like to see your rich culture represented, too, when we have our big festivals. But anyway, I want to ask you, what is your proudest, I would say your proudest achievement? I know we talked about it in church last Sunday. Can you let our listeners know?
I'm sorry?
What is your proudest achievement? Remember, we talked about, I think you have many lives that you have entered into the world that you're very proud of, and you were talking about it with me Sunday.
Proudest achievement that we had in our lives?
Right.
As I told us, growing up our children to become a true person,
mm-hmm.
and to know the good manners and right conduct,
mm-hmm.
and also that they should respect, especially the older people, and what we had for them is now that we brought them in a good life, they are all successful in life.
Now that is really a proud achievement. And,
yeah.
And Nestor, yes, Nestor, can you tell us how many children you have?
Oh, we have one son and four daughters.
All in all, five.
One son and four daughters.
Yes.
And they're all remarkable. And telling me, I met one of your daughters. She's lovely, beautiful. In fact, if anybody could see through this radio, you could see what a handsome couple that Melvita and Nestor are. They look so young, and they're always happy. Every time I see you, you're happy. And you must be doing something right for the 51 years. Can you tell us what your secret is to having a happy marriage?
Anyway, it's too easy. You have, for me as a wife, you
mm-hmm.
have to be calm. You have to respect your husband, to trust your husband, and make him always happy. Though that we have also misunderstanding. But the misunderstanding that we had in a day should be solved and should have a solution at night.
That's before. Right. They say never go to bed angry. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Nestor, can you tell us of the secrets to a happy marriage?
Oh, what I know, it's... I should be always true to my wife, although sometimes I look at some ladies, but at the end of the day, I love my wife.
That is the most important thing. So love is really the secret. And in fact, love, I think, is what can conquer the world and make a big difference in everybody's life. And I just want to thank you both again. You're such a lovely couple. I enjoy getting to know you, and I look forward to seeing you again next Sunday in church. It's going to be Easter Sunday. You've got any special plans? do you have any special plans with your family, or what are you going to do for Easter Sunday?
For Easter Sunday, we are just planning with my four daughters to here in America.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to come to my house to celebrate the Easter Sunday.
Wishing
them to come. Yeah, because one daughter and one son is in San Francisco. The other daughter is in Arizona, and one here in Los Angeles. So I am asking them if ever they can come on Sunday for a bonding moment with us here in California. Thank you.
Movita, are you cooking?
No, I am crocheting.
Yeah, but you're entertaining. Well, I know there's going to be a lot of fun at your house. And so may you enjoy the season and the reason for the season and continue to be blessed and continue to have a happy marriage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
God bless you both. Okay, I think we're still on the air.
Okay, well, I'll just pop in and say
Then I need to mention that I want everybody to subscribe to EasyWayNetwork.com. And once again, I so much enjoy being a part of this team. I'm very happy, and I'm sure that we'll have many more successful events ahead of us. So kudos to the team.
Thank you for your donation. That was very, very nice of you. And that is going to be put all over the planet the easy way to highlight and spotlight your beautiful heart. Rita, are you there?
We heard so many positive things about your song, the way you did the national anthem. You were amazing.
Oh, I'm glad to know that.
A lot of people raving about that. That was live. And a lot of people were shooting it live. And Carmelita, that event was actually shot live to 3,500 viewers on average. A lot of people were watching you sing. Your beautiful. Everybody saw your beautiful voice.
And that's not. Those are not easy notes to hit. You know, I give you credit. You know, that some of those notes not easy, but. No, everybody loved it, and we appreciate you coming out, supporting. I hope you had a good time,
did. In fact, I brought Aretha, your host there for the evening, and she was my co-pilot. That's how we were able to get there. It took us a while, but we made it.
Yeah, a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, the traffic was unbelievable, but you know, everything is in divine order. Aretha, you know how I was a little bit hyperventilating because I was trying to get there on time, but you know, we wound up there on time, didn't we? I mean, in our own way, everything
Carmelita,
worked out just fine.
You know, exactly. Just what you said, it's amazing because there was issues. I lost the keys of the van. That was a major issue.
Oh, my God.
You know? There was a thing for the food, and yet Janelle was saying how everybody's coming up and making comments about the food. We put a real nice spread of food out, but I didn't just put food I would like because the healthy people wouldn't like that. And we had such a variety, and it was the egg rolls and the salad, you know, stuff like that. And so they enjoyed that. But it was, you know, it's funny, just what you said, everything works out. And you know,
it all worked out, and I'll have to wait till after Easter before I can have any of the meatballs because I gave up meat for Lent.
Oh my!
Well, no, I give you credit for that because it's not easy. So Aretha was your navigator. Okay, that makes sense because I know you don't like driving long distances, but Carmelita,
the distance was okay. It's just trying to find it. I mean, we went Aretha from the 405 to the 105 to the 91 to the 5, and you know, and half of the time we felt like we were in a parking lot. We were just stuck in, you know, traffic. But the bottom line is that we made it. That's the most important thing. And then when you look at people like Kate Linder, it took her 3 hours to get there, and she made it. Yeah, so the people, everybody who was supposed to be there was there. That's the important thing.
And the safe group, it takes them like 10 or 12 hours to get down there. They drive. And Carmelita, you had a chance to see the tour bus, though, right?
Absolutely. Reese and I both got on the tour bus. I was telling them both the story about the time when one of our great actresses, Janae Dubois, had a birthday party in Pasadena at the Pasadena Hilton. And I was at the time was with Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, who I speak of many times because she was like a sister to me. She was the founder of the pre-Grammy Gala, and she was also the late godfather of soul, James Brown's West Coast representative. So she had her hands on all of these people in the music industry, and herself, she was a music icon. But she had two young ladies who she was managing at the time from Texas. And we had, you know, just been with one of the musicians that dropped us off, the engineer. And after we arrived there, I said to Vonnie, how are we going to get back home? And she said, I don't know. You know, just like that, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. And then in through the door comes Kenny Bates, who at the time was managing Eva Knievel, and he walked up to me and said, Carmelita, guess how I got here? I said, I have no idea, Kenny. How did you get there? And he says, on the bus. And he was referring to the bus that Eva Knievel had with the chandeliers and everything else.
Exactly.
It sounded like a mansion on wheels, you know. So he said, well, don't worry, because I told him we'd had no way to get back. He says, we'll take you home on the bus. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, the bus. And so I'm looking around for Vonnie. She couldn't find her shoes, and the two girls were in another room, another part of the hotel. By the time I rounded them all up, the bus had already left. So I said, oh, God, guess what, everybody, the bus is gone. And but Great. Guess how we got back home? Jim, guess how we got back home?
Well,
in a Rolls Royce. In a Rolls Royce. You see?
Oh,
so,
I didn't know Reese had a Rolls.
We had a Rolls Royce. I'm just saying because it was an act of faith. You know, Bonnie always jumped out on everything she did by a leap of faith. So the long story short is God had our back.
You're telling me, boy, that you hit the nail right on the head. And just real quick, I knew Eva Knievel. I had lunch with him in Chicago at one of his events. He did the Caesar's Palace thing, you remember. And, then he was going to do the Grand Canyon. I said, why would you say you're going to jump the Grand Canyon? And he said, well, I said I was going to jump. I didn't say anything about how I was going to land. And he planned on, parachuting down.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, he was an interesting guy. And I said, how can you give away a motorcycle for arm wrestling? I mean, there's a lot of guys that can arm wrestle. And he said, well, it's the publicity you get. Even though you have to give away a few bikes, you get so much publicity back. It was interesting. But as far as the mention the bus, that's what saved me, guys, because when I went down there with the van and dropped everything off, and then I didn't have the van the second time, I had all this stuff out in front of the Business Expo Center. I mean, boxes and boxes of stuff and red carpet. And here's my Honda sitting there. That's not going to fit in that. And they squeezed everything on the safe bus. And, boy, that saved it for me. You know, everything.
Well, that's why they had extra stuff.
Yeah.
They were trying to figure out where they were going to put it all. They had extra stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's a big bus, and then you get storage underneath. And, you know, Reese, those sides come out. You saw that. That's amazing. You're sitting inside, and you push a button, and the whole wall of the living room goes out and makes it another 3 feet or so. It's got a lot of room in there, and it's very comfortable to drive in. And I hear you guys want to go on a little trip in there, so you'll probably experience it when we go somewhere. But it is. I mean, it is so comfortable to drive in, and that's dangerous for me because I fall asleep in regular seats in the car, so something like that wouldn't be a good thing to fall asleep in. But, Carmelita, we want to thank you for your song and all the efforts you put forth for the event and all your events. You've been great. And all your introductions. We're looking forward to the next one. To be honest, I'm not ready right now. I want to take a little breather.
No. I think a good rest would help.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work, but boy, it was definitely worth it. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you guys make it home okay?
You know what? Eric, I think, is going to jump back on the line. I think he's going to wrap up our exciting weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Aretha. Appreciate it. My dad was supposed to bring me in, but I mean, I would give all the love and credit to Carmelita as well. I mean, Carmelita's been beyond amazing, and we love you so much, Carmelita. So, yeah. Guys,
well, I love you, too. I love you all.
Well, thank you. We love you, too, Carmelita. So, guys, we have a couple amazing things coming up. If you go to easewaynetwork.com, you'll get the information. One thing I wanted to let everybody know, because so many people keep contacting me about their events, we do have a calendar on our network, easywaynetwork.com, and you can submit your events to that calendar. And that calendar goes out to all of our social media. So therefore, our following will know about your situation, and we only charge $49.99 to help promote your event to hundreds of thousands of people. So I wanted to throw that out there. That we have a big event coming up with the World Speaker Summit, and I'll be doing – I think we have a room and we have – a section or a panel, or we got a lot of stuff happening with them. It's a high level major event in Newport with some very, very large speakers, very, very big event. And so we also have the April 21st coming up. We have the launch of iLaunch Global. We have the soft launch, and basically it's kind of a celebration party of Easy Way Network joining forces with iLaunch Global, which is Evander Holyfield's TV networks, Evander Holyfield's family's TV network, SheTV, My Holyfield TV, which is found on Apple, Roku, Amazon, DirecTV. And so we want everybody to come out to that. And we're going to be doing some more announcements, some new stuff. The whole Safe crew will be there. The bus will be there. The same type of stuff that you guys saw, only probably bigger, better, and stronger. You know, we keep growing it. And we're going to be working on a couple things, guys, with the awards and highlights and spotlights. And we're looking for certain Easy Way family members that are doing some great things. And so we're going to be doing some fun giveaways and spotlights and things like that. There's a couple people we're going to be announcing, and we call them social media superheroes. And so we're going to be featuring a couple of you guys, and we're definitely got our eyes on you guys. But yeah, the event was spectacular. We appreciate the Business Expo Center. It's one of the best locations if you do need a venue. I definitely recommend contacting us. We'll make sure we connect you to the owner so you guys can do whatever you need to do. And then at the same time, if you do an event, we do help enhance your event, get you sponsors, media, you know, bigger level people to draw, help you package it. Again, sponsors, it all boils down to sponsors. And just keep following us on easywayaccess.com. We have our own social network now, and we're building a community. And we definitely want to do business and do business the right way with all you guys, with all the Easy Way family members, all the listeners. What, Dan?
It's a great location. You know, it's right central. You know, you have L.A., you got San Diego. It's like right in the middle of everything. And they have rooms. I mean, you want a big, giant room, or you want a small room?
Seven rooms. It's 20,000 square feet, and there's rooms for everything from a mastermind to a giant convention. Our room was probably the third to the biggest room. They literally have everything you could possibly imagine, and they're very affordable, and they're very professional. They take care of all your needs.
He's a great guy. Jim's a great guy.
And then also WPS Events. We wanted to say thank you to WPS Events. They delivered with flying colors. WPS Events handled the sound for our event, the media walls. They brought models in. You know, they helped with a lot of things, even the furniture for the VIP. I mean, WPS Events is a great go-to if you're doing an event, very affordable. And so, but thank you, guys. I know we're a little bit over time, but this was a real special show, and we wanted to recap the awesome event. We do have many coming up, and if you're part of easywayaccess.com, you'll know about all the stuff that we got going on. Submit and subscribe to easywaynetwork.com. We got many shows coming out with some pretty awesome people. A lot of the people you saw on our stage are probably going to be doing TV shows with us, so keep following, keep staying tuned, and we'll have the Radio Boomers Live show on TV here pretty soon. So thank you so much, Radio Boomers Live listeners, and Carmelita Pittman's Carmelita's Corner listeners. We love you guys so much, and please continue to follow the groups and just subscribe to Easy Way Network and stay in touch. EasyWayAccess.com. We'll see you there.
All right. Radio Boomers Live signing off. So long, Reese. Next Monday.
See you next week.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.